Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Tes, 409. Tuf Tes, as we continue in Parshas Maaseh. The Torah tells us, as we discussed yesterday, the Parsha of Ari Miklat, the Parsha of a Ir Levi, one of the Ari Levium, six of the Ari Levium. They were designated as specifically as Ari Miklat, but yesterday's mitzvah was about the other 42 cities of Levium that we give. And as a side point, we mentioned the lumdas yesterday, Derech Agav, they are also collates. That's what is discussed here. The mitzvah of Ari Miklat is counted later on in the Torah by the Sefer HaChinuch. But that is what is discussed here. And after that section, the Torah tells us, Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe le'emor, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem, ki atem ovrim et hayarden eretz haKanaan, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, v'hikrisem lachem arim, Ari Miklat tiyana lachem, you will have Ari Miklat, v'nasham arotzeach, call Maki Nevesh Bishkaga, anyone who kills by accident. V'hayu lachem ha'arim l'miklat migo'el. These cities will be a haven for those who kill by accident from the redeemer, from the relatives. V'lo yamus ha'rotzeach ad amdo lefnei ho'ed al ha'mishpat. And the rotzeach will not die until he stands up to judgment. Meaning, you can't just go, they can't go over, the pashas of the pasuk is that they can't go over and kill him, even though they're upset. But we learn out from here as well, another isser, that one is not allowed to put somebody to death unless they have a proper trial. Even if it's obvious, and we know the person is chayiv, it doesn't matter. The halacha is, besides one or two exceptions to the rule, like kanon pogenbo, which comes up in Parshas Pinchas, or rodef, as we'll talk about soon. Other than that, one is not allowed to inflict punishment on a fellow Jew unless he or she is first brought to trial. That's what we learn out from this pasuk. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimnanu, there is an Isser Daraisa, Shlalaroga Chote, Kishenirehu, Ose Maisa, Cheche Yischayev Ala Misa, Kodem Shenevi Ala Bezdin. We're not allowed to kill the sinner, even if we see him perform the Avera before he is brought to court. Aval nischayavnu lahavil lefnei bezdin. V'navi alav ha'edim lefneihem. We have to bring him to court. We have to bring witnesses who gave him asra. V'hem yedinu b'mashu chayiv. And then there will be judged. Shneemar. V'lo yamas ha'rotzeach ad amdo lefnei ha'edim la'mishpat. He shall not be killed until he's brought in front of the Eden, in front of the Sanhedrin, la'mishpat, for judgment. Lashon Mechilta. This is what the Mechilta says. Yachol sheyehargu oso. Mi sheharago sheniyev. I saw him kill. I saw him be mezana. I might think that should kill him right away. Tamalomar v'lo yamas ha'rotzeach ad amdo. V'yafilu ra'u bezen agadol. Sheharag. Even if the entire Sanhedrin, a guy kills and murders in front of the Sanhedrin, the 71 greatest rabbis of the generation, and they see him and they give him a straw and they do everything and they mamish see him. Kill? Doesn't matter. They cannot kill him on the spot. Yukulam Edim, they should be witnesses. V'yisu edusan etzal bezdin acher sheyedinuhu. And then they have to bring their edus to a different bezdin. We'll get back to that. V'yod amru b'mechilta. And also the mechilta also says, Hare edus shero echad sharagas hanefesh yachol yahargu oso. Ad shelo yamar etzal bezdin tam alomar v'lo yamas haratzeh adam doho. Same thing. The Medrash tells us, even if the Sanhedrin sees it. The Menachas Chinuch is mayor here that really this issue is a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. If all 71 of the greatest rabbis, the great Sanhedrin Agadol, so what does the Chinuch say? They all become witnesses. They have to go to another court. Ironically, the greatest 71 has to go to find another group of 23 Sanhedrin, right? Dina Nefashas Be'esrim Mishlosha, and they all function as witnesses. They can split up half and half. How about half of them should be witnesses, and the other part should be Dayanim? No, Rabbi Menachas Chinuch quotes that this is really a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva in Baba Kama Daf Tzadi, Rosh Hashanah Chafei, Yimakas Yud Beis, and there it says there, Sanhedrin Shero Be'echad Shaharagas HaNefesh, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Miksasa Nasu Edim, Umiksasa Nasu Dayanim. Rabbi Tarfon says they should split up. Half will be Edim and half will be judges. For Rabbi Akiva Amar, Kulam Edim Haim. No, automatically, right when they witness, they are Edim. The Ein Ed Nasa Dayan Machmas Haitaima, V'hitzilu ha'edin, the Eid cannot become a Dayan, because he will never be able to see any other side. So that's why they all have to be witnesses, and somebody else has to judge. And the Chinuch here is paskening like Rabbi Akiva, that they all become witnesses, and they have to go to another court. The Rambam, the Chinuch points, the Minchas Chinuch points out, seems to paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. And he just wonders why the Chinuch, who usually follows the Rambam, paskins, in the numbering system, he always follows the Rambam. But he usually even follows the Rambam in terms of halacha. And here it seems like he doesn't, because if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Eidus, the Rambam's lashon is Eid Hameid Eino Na'asid Dayan. An aid who testifies cannot be a judge. Mashma, there's two different types of edim. We usually say eid hameid, but there's a prior stage, eid haroeh, a witness that sees and a witness that's roeh. Bring nafkamina. What if six brothers and a bunch of other people see a murder together? So are they all knocked out? Because if you say the status of witness, the status of eid starts right then some of them are psulim, and we say the principal, which we'll get back to Beth Hashem soon, nimsa echad karov apasol, then the whole group is gone. Right, a dusa batela. If one of them is, if they're already a group of considered witnesses when they witnessed it, so that provides, that becomes problematic. If a group of witnesses, including psulim, see it. So that's this issue here. The Rambam says, Nochal Eidus, an Eid HaMeyud can't be a Dayan. Mashman Eid HaRoek can, because he's not an Eid yet, really. He's physically witnessing it, but he's not really an Eid yet. So the Rambam seems to say, and the Kesef Mishnah points it out, that he's passing like a Bitarfon. So the Menchas Chinuch just has that Ha'ara. I don't know why here the Chinuch seems to go away from the Rambam and hold like Rabbi Akiva and not like Rabbi Tarfon. It's an interesting discussion, though, in the Minchas Chinuch and the continuation in Oz Dalet. In Oz Dalet, he quotes the sugya that was mentioned by the Mishnah Lamelech, but the Ksos is really the one that brought this to the fore. The Ksos in Siman Lamed Vav, in Siv Zion, no Zion, the Ksos discusses the issue of Nimsa Echad Karov Apostol when it comes to judges. Is there a principle of Nimsa Echad Karov Apostol by Dayanim? By witnesses, we know there is. The Gemara says it. Nimsa Echad Karov Apostol, you have a group of witnesses that come to court that testify together. If one of them is halachically found to be invalid, so then we throw out the whole group. That's the tziruf of the kat, the tziruf of the group. But what about by judges? Do you say the same principle? What if you have a number? What if you have a group of judges? And one of them comes out to be, we found out that they're an apostle. Do you throw out all the judges? Do you apply that principle too? Is there a halachic entity of a kat? By Adam, you have a group. So by judges, do you also have a group? Do you have such connection or no? So that is the subject of the Mishnah. Melech the Ksos assumes that we do not apply the principle to judges. Why? Because he says it's beferish a Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's what he thinks. Why? The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Dav Gimel says Dvar Torah b'chad sagi, on a Da'oraisa level, you could go in front of one person to judge the case. My taima, why? My taima b'shlosha. So why do you need three people in the basic case? So let's say Dini Mamanis Mishum Yoshvei Kranos, because of, maybe if you have one guy, maybe he's going to be a guy who doesn't know anything. He's going to be a big amaretz. Yoshvei Kranos. Ihacha tlasa nami. Milo avi Yoshvei Kranos. Maybe three people together also will be a bunch of amaretz who don't know anything. Umishani, and we say no. But tlasa I efshar de lesbechad de gamir. If there's three, there's got to be one guy that knows a little bit what he's talking about. So he's not going to be three people that are totally Amei Haaretz. So that's why three is okay, because one of them will be okay. But the other two, the Gemara is assuming, will be problematic, even if they don't know anything. But at least you got one guy good. So what do you see from there? Even though the other two guys are probably going to be puzzled, because they're going to be Yoshvei Kranos, they sit at the corner, they don't know anything, that doesn't possible to one guy. So the Ksos says, oh, that's my raya, that the principle of Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle does not apply to judges. The Stipler, other Achronim say, it's not such a raya. One could say that the Gemara, when we talk about Yoshvei Kranos, that's not a puzzle judge. That is not a judge at all. There is a famous comment of the Tumim. The Tumim says that there are six people that aren't considered puzzle witnesses, but they are not called witnesses at all. Cheresh Yosef HaKatan, Eved Isha Akum. Those six people, already the roots of it are in the Rishonim, there's a Rivet in Makos. But those six people, Chere, Shota, Katan, Eved, Isha, Akum, those six people do not have a shame aid. So they won't ruin the group that they're in. Because you got to be in the Parsha and be problematic to ruin the group. But if you're Mufka, totally, you don't have a shame aid, so then there's nothing to talk about. So some say maybe that's could get out of the riot from Sanhedrin on Daf Gimel. Maybe there, Yoshvei Kranos don't have a shame Dayan. It's not that they are a Dayan puzzle. Either way, this is the sugya that is brought up by the Minchas Chinuch, and he says, V'kanani Mesupak. So what about here in our case, where Bezdin is witnessing, the case that's discussed in the Chinuch, a whole Bezdin witness is something they still cannot put him to death, right? That's today's Isser. You can't put him to death just by seeing. You gotta bring him to court. But What about Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle? They're Edim, they're Dayanim. How does that principle, the Minchas Chinuch, has a question here? Is that Dafka B'makam She'im Rak Bezdin U'Poskin Adin? Even if you want to say that it is a problem, it is not a problem, right? Fixo says, maybe that's only by pure Dayanim, it's not a problem. Avol B'Sanhedrin, Shero Ba'atzman, but here they were witnesses, they're just not acting as witnesses. Because they can't act as witnesses. So what if they hear, they act as judges, but inherently they did see, maybe you'd say the principle of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle would at least apply to these Dayanim, even if it doesn't apply to general Dayanim. And the Minchas Chinuch says, Mitzara Svara, it appears to me that you would say it's a problem, even according to the Ksos. Yishlem din Eidim and Isbat Lukula. Okay, either way, that is point number one, and that is, again, today's Isser is, you can't put somebody to death unless you bring him to court. What about if the whole Sanhedrin witnesses it? Doesn't matter, you still cannot do it. Either they all have to become Eidim and go to a different court, or half and half, that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbi Tarfon, that's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Chinuch. And we just added on one more Hosafa, even if you generally say, Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle, Eidusam Betela, does not apply to Dayanim, maybe it would apply to Dayanim in this case, because they really are Eidim deep down. Good. Let's continue. Misharshe ha-mitzvah. What's the shorsh behind this mitzvah? Lafisha inyan dina nefashas hu davar kasha ma'od. Why can't you put somebody to death right away? Because dina nefashas, we always go very slowly. Shetzorach dikta gadol b'yosef. You have to be very medactic. There we have a whole principles of a hitzilu ha'eda. Many examples in Masechas Sanhedrin where we bend over backwards. We go out of the way to try to find ways to exonerate. Find ways to Pater. Vinitzavu ha'edalios mitzilim anidom b'chaldavar haroi latzilo b'shvilo. You have to find all different ways and all different mechanisms to try to save him. Lo sheyatu hadin k'dei latzilo chalila. Not chas v'shalom to pervert justice. If the guy is supposed to die, he's supposed to die. But it just so happens, we try to look for any loophole. K'moshe darshu zechana levracha v'shaftu ha'eda v'itzilu ha'eda. Klomar shetzrichan lahapich b'schusa. We have to do everything we can. V'im yesh lo schus yatziluhu. And if he has a schus, we have to save him. V'im lo yeharig. At the end of the day, if he's chayim misa, he's chayim misa. That's it, right? And the Nevisha, the end of the first parak in Makkah, says, once every 7 years, once every 70 years, whatever it is, it was not so common that Bezdin would put somebody to death, but if they had to, they had to. They wouldn't, chas v'shalom, pervert the justice on purpose. Al-Kain, who's harnu she'yavo ha-din al-kol panim l'vnei Bezdin. That is why we are warned to make sure it comes, is brought to court. V'lo yadinuhu ha-edim, she'ra'u ha-davar b'neim la'olam. And the edim cannot do this by themselves, based on what they saw. Ki'ulai, mitoch ri'usan ha-inyim. Because they saw it, lo yuchlu l'hapich b'schuso, they won't be able to be mahapich in their schus, ki yis'ora l'vavam b'chiyuv al-kol panim. Right, again, the examples that we gave are clear. That's even in those obvious cases, you have to come. Right, in the case where the whole Sanhedrin witness, most of the time it's not so clear. Somebody might say, well, I saw him, even though they didn't see the whole story, I saw him do this, therefore I'm going to take the law into my own hands. No, that's this issue. One cannot take the law into their own hands. There are certain limited cases where a Bezdin has that power, where they cannot bring the, what if they can't bring the person to justice? So the Mishnayos and Sanhedrin talk about putting him in a kippah by a murderer, right? There's a technicality, you can't put him to death, so you put him in a kippah, you feed him certain things, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. And other examples throughout history we have in the Gemara, Maseches Bava Kama, that talks about taking the law into one's own hand. That is generally a very limited principle. Good. Might be some other ideas. This is the Sharish of the Mitzvah that the Chinuch quotes, is that we have to take extra time when it comes to Dini Nefashas, having Mituna Badin. But another idea might be, it's connected, and that is, maybe the message of this mitzvah is, even though something looks, let's forget the obvious case, but let's say some other less obvious cases, and we think we see something. Even if we see something, we should never jump to conclusions unless we know vaday shur. Yes, there's a principle of dan l'kaf schus, came up in Daf Yomi a couple of days ago, in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, Kaf Schus, as you remember, Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin, the Kaf Schus Gemara is about giving the benefit of the doubt, but we know there are limits to that too. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos that only by a tzaddik gomor or even by a benoni, you have to be down l'kaf schus. If somebody's a Russia gomor, he's proven himself to be a Russia, you have no chiyuv to be down l'kaf schus in that case. Only a tzaddik or a benoni. Down l'kaf schus, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, zeh medaber al adam shein yodim bo mu tzaddik u Russia. O makirin o so shuish benoni, pamimos a ra, pamimos a tov, V'miyasa davar sheish ladun alachov v'ichal l'schus b'shikol adaz v'chulu. So judge l'schus. But when it comes to a Russia gamor, gamen a Russia gamor lo amar ki afilu maaseu kulotov v'donir alachushalav b'shun tzaveinyan yish ladun l'chav chova. Right, if he's a Russia gomer. Either way, we don't know too many. Hopefully, we don't know too many Rishayim Gemurim. But for sure, there's an idea of Dalakav's chus. But we have to realize that not everything is as it seems. Right, I mentioned in the past a number of times the different sources that relate to the fact that sometimes we think something is even a mitzvah, and it turns out to be the opposite of a mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim talks about this on the Haftorah to Parshas Baaloscha, the Haftorah of Chanukah, the Pesukim in Zechariah that talk about Vayareini es Yeshua Kohen Agadol Omei Lefnei Hashem Malach Hashem Vasatan Omen Al Yemino L'Sitno. The Satan was on Yeshua Kohen Gadol's right to be masked to him to try to get him to do Averis. As the Chavetz Chaim, usually the right side symbolizes the strong, positive, good side, and the left side is the negative side. But here, the Satan is on the right side, L'Sitno. Ela Kavanahi, says the Chavetz Chaim, beautiful. The Satan is the Eitzahara of Achulu. His Matara is to be Machsholas. The problem is, sometimes we're too smart for him. We're not going to fall for it. It's an Avir. I'm not going to fall for it. So you know what he does? He's like, oh, I'm going to dress up. I'm going to dress up like a mitzvah. I'm going to go where the mitzvah usually stands. I'm going to go on the right side. And in that way, I'm going to get the guy. Vimhisik Matarasso, Adainim Rabbi Yadav, Umishtabalakshilashuv. And if he sees he can't get you, as Ponaliyamin, Mishtadel Huladaber Alivosha Yasa Mitzvah, Bishvilam Shichom and a Mitzvah El Ha'Aveira. He wants to bring you from this mitzvah to an Aveira. He says, for example, yeah, go to shul. And they'll convince you to talk the whole davening and Lashon Hara and Rechilus, and we think we're doing a mitzvah, we're going to shul. The Yitzhahara can't wait till Chazaras HaShatz. He can't wait between the Elias. El Asaper Ben Yishtabach Liyotzel, Darab Shaz Kriyashma, Dvar Masurim, Lashon Hara, Rechilus. That's what he said, he loves it. He stresses up like a mitzvah. Right? Or the Chavetz Chaim always gives the example. Yeah, stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning learning. Let's see how your chakras is. Let's see what kind of kavana you have. Let's see if you sleep through chakras. He knows exactly what he's doing. The Sati Sabai stands behind us. So we don't even know, but, right? As we say in Kashkivenu, Faser Satam Lofanenu Umeacharenu. He's in front of us. He's behind us. He dresses up. He's pushing us to do a mitzvah, not letting us do a mitzvah. But that's maybe an additional message. Sometimes it's not clear to us. This mitzvah, you gotta wait. You gotta bring the guy to justice. Even if it's clear to you about somebody else, you have to make sure that what you see is clear. The Mesilas Yesharim also discusses this at length in the 20th parak in Mishkal HaChasidus. And he says, Ein ladun divrei HaChasidus al mar'ei harishon. Don't judge Chasidus on what it appears to look like. El tzarech la'ayein ulehisponein an heichon toldos ha'maisa magios. We have to think about all the results of our actions. Ki lefamim ha'maisa ba'atzmo yera'eh tov. It appears good. Ulafisha atola dosra os yischayev lahanicho. And really, because of its applications and what's going to come out of it, you have to not do it. V'lu yaseh oso yechotev lo chasid. He quotes it from Gedalia ben Achikam. Gedalia is dalakav schus. I don't think Yishmael is going to kill me. His advisors told him that Yishmael was going to try to assassinate him. No, it's okay. The Gemari even faults him a little bit for his own death. Why? Because it wasn't a mitzvah. Or the other example given is the Zechariah ben Avkulis. Gives the example by Bar Kamsa. Kamsa Bar Kamsa story. He said, no, you can't kill this guy. He was a rodei for all of Klal Yisrael. No, you can't kill him. Maybe people are going to say that if you bring a Baal Mum to the Mizbeach, you're Chayim Misa. So, obviously, says the Mesilas Yesharim, at least his interpretation of that Gemara, that it was a faulty way of looking at the situation. Okay, that's another idea behind this mitzvah, that we should never rush to conclusions, whether it's about ourselves or about other people. Midini ha-mitzvah, continuing, what are some of the messages behind the mitzvah? Kugom ha-shamu zechorna levracha, b'med v'ramurim. Important limitation. When do we say this whole mitzvah applies? Shalonara gachodesh niveo lebezdin, kisha'aver v'asachet. If he already did it, if he already did the avera, Reuben killed? Okay, you gotta bring him to court. What if you see Reuven about to kill Shimon? Oh, achar nara hamarasa, or about to rape a nara hamarasa. The his Hebrew, and he gave him warning, and he doesn't stop. The heter of Rodef, the chiyav of Rodef. If I see somebody about to kill somebody, then I have a chiyav to stop them. I can kill Reuven then. Once it's done, too late. Too late, I gotta bring Reuven to court. But before Reuven kills Shimon, he's about to, so then I'm allowed to kill Reuven, and that is the opposite of this mitzvah. If you look fascinating at the Rambam, it's a very difficult to know exactly the entire order of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Chinuch, we know, goes in order of the Parshas. The Rambam has groups. He has clusters of mitzvos. But it's interesting that what the Chinuch talks about here, the Rambam has two mitzvos in a row. He has Reish Tzadik Beis, that's our mitzvah. You have to bring somebody to court. Reish Tzadik Gimel, don't have Rachmanis on a Rodef. Meaning he contrasts the two. Even though I've just said that you're not allowed to kill somebody before, but once they did it, once they did it, you cannot kill them, but beforehand, don't have Rachmanis. Beforehand, Reuven's going to kill Shimon, you got to kill Reuven, you got to make sure that he doesn't go through with his actions. That's the two mitzvahs in a row, Reish Tzadik Beis and Reish Tzadik Gimel. Good, continues the Chinuch, and Hekas Mitzvah Zubas Charmen Akevas. This mitzvah applies to men and women. Right, women also. Nobody's allowed to take the law into their own hands. Bechol Zman always. Shanu Musharin Shlo Narag Shum Chote. We can't kill any sinner. Even though we saw that he did an action, that's chayim misa. And in bizman abayis, we would have to bring it to court, but we are not allowed to take the law into our own hands. And if I do, but overall zeva hargo, and if I do, so then the person who does that is chayim misa. If you kill somebody who is going to be chayim misa before they are brought to court, then that person is chayim misa. Fascinating question. The Minchas Chinuch says, back in Os Aleph, he says that I always bring up the issue of Hasra'a. I like the Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf, says the Minchas Chinuch, as he does many times, that you have to warn the person with the pasuk of the Torah. Don't just say, if you eat this, you're going to get killed. You have to quote the pasuk from the Torah. So says the Minchas Chinuch, in this case, what pasuk do you quote? Where Reuven committed murder. Shimon is now going to kill Reuven because he's upset. Shimon shouldn't do that. Shimon has to bring up to court. So if I'm warning Shimon, what do I say? If you kill Reuven, you're violating Lo Yamas HaRotech Al Amdol Fnei Edel HaMishpat, meaning our pasuk, or do you say if you violate this, you're going to violate Lo Tirtzach? Which is it? Is it this mitzvah? So it's for sure Lo Tirtzach. Fine. What happens if you quote this pasuk? That's the Minchas Chinuch's question. He's not sure. He says he thinks this law would work also. Because this law includes murdering for... And what would be Chayim Misa for that? So anyway, he has that fascinating question, Minchas Chinuch type Ha'ara, back in Os Aleph, where he discusses again that Rashi and Shavuos is on Daf Chaf. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But next time we get back to an Ari Miklat related mitzvah.